Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And I got to start off by saying thank you to everybody that came to our asset-based long-term care class yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Boy, it was really just a good time. So thanks for everybody that made the effort to get out there and come over to Bellevue. We are live in the studio this morning, and then we're headed back over to Bellevue. We have a 9 o'clock class this morning that's going to kick off our regular long-term care planning class. And again, I think the, people tune in. You hear us talking about these classes all the time. And again, I am just a big believer in education. Be your own advocate. And the people that come to these classes, you know, I know a lot of them will probably never move forward and make that step, but at least we've planted that seed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them will make that step. It might be a year down the road, but they're going to have some information. They're going to have our book. They're going to be able to read through that information and really start discussing and thinking about what a long-term care plan is and how it might benefit them.
Yeah.
So we've got another class coming up this morning, which we're real excited about. So we'll see quite a few of you over there this morning at 9. That's a 9 o'clock kickoff over in Bellevue. And I will tell you, when we look at the class, I look at everybody that's sitting out there and really what's going through their mind. It's they're flipping a coin in their mind. Do I take on long-term care risk myself and self-fund, self-insure, mm-hmm. or do I put a long-term care insurance plan in place? They're there to learn about the long-term care insurance. And the reason why, survey after survey, AARP has done them, several of the big universities across the country have done all these surveys. The number one fear for people in retirement in this country is running out of money.
Oh, definitely.
It's not death. It's not an illness. It's not anything like that. It's running out of money. That's their number one fear. And so if we dig a little bit deeper, what's the number one reason why people file for bankruptcy in their retirement years? It's extended health care costs, mm-hmm. right?
Reimbursed medical costs.
Long-term care. So we get into that situation where, again, we think we're okay because we have Medicare. Medicare covers acute care. But once I'm into a long-term care situation, and that's just simply put, it's when I need help to get through the day. Mm-hmm. My life's not over. I just need help to get through the day. Some people are going to need that help for a few months. Some people are going to need it for decades. But that's a long-term care situation, and that's where our medical insurance doesn't pay, so that's where people go broke. And I know there's probably quite a few listeners out there right now that are tuning in that are living through that right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching a family member, watching somebody they care about go through this situation, or maybe they're in a long-term care situation themselves. And so that's what we teach these classes for. We put these classes together to educate you because it's just some wonderful, wonderful ways to set up a plan and protect yourself now. And one of the analogies I use, we have this statistic that says 70% of us during our retirement year is going to end up in a long-term care situation, 7 out of 10. Now, think about that. I'm moving into a community that's 65 and older, and I'm buying that house. Now, I signed the bottom line, and down there in the fine print, it says, by the way, 7 out of 10 homes in this community will catch on fire. Do you want insurance? Right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I said. I have said this before. You know what's going to be the most popular business right across the street? There's going to be a guy driving a Rolls Royce selling homeowners insurance right across mm-hmm. the street, right? Because you would sign up in a second. Now, what we do in that same analogy is we go to our financial advisor, and the financial advisor says, look, you know, the average structure fire in America is less than $40,000. You've got a couple hundred thousand dollars of cash in the bank. So I think you're going to be okay. You're probably going to be okay. You don't need to worry about long-term care insurance, or you don't need to worry about the fire insurance. That's what they're going to tell them. So the analogy for me is the same thing. We have all these averages out there, the average claims 4 years, the average amount. People focus on that. But the reality for us as individuals, if our house catches on fire, we're not insuring for that $30,000 fire or that $40,000 fire. We're insuring for the house burning down because that's the catastrophic event that will wipe us out.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens across this country day in and day out. People, we get the calls every week. So what I want to do today is I want to spend a little bit of time just kind of talking about some of the problems with self-insuring, because that's really what you're doing. If you do not have a long-term care plan put in place, you don't have a dedicated source of funds to pay for that care when you need it. Everything you have is at risk. Mm-hmm. And we just want to do that. I mean, nobody would do that. Nobody would move into that community, especially if they knew the statistics. Now, the truth is right now, if we look at house fires, it's less than 1% chance. But the thing is, most people still carry insurance because they understand the magnitude of it, right? When a house burns down, it's a big deal. You know, you lose everything. And you're sitting there in retirement saying, well, I don't want to spend my retirement savings rebuilding my house. I have other ideas for that money. And that's the same thing for long-term care. A lot of advisors, you know, I see them presented in the sense that long-term care is off in the future, mm-hmm. right? That extended health care event, if it happens to you, number one is what they say. If it happens to you, I think you're going to be okay, because it's, you know, you're going to be like, what, 88? It's not going to matter. You know, you're not going to be doing anything. You're not going to be going out eating or dancing or vacation or anything. Your life's going to be over, so you'll have all this excess money. You can just pay for your care then. I cannot tell you how many people that when you go out in public and you see are in long-term care situations. Their kids are taking them around with them. They're in the wheelchair. I mean, I've been to Disneyland before and I've seen it.
Yeah, I remember when you came back and there's people toting around. They're still having a great time with their family, but they are technically in a long-term care
situation. I rode on an airplane next to a caregiver that was there with the family that they were going to Disneyland, and she was going to be there and she's there to support them and help them. So a lot of people have this misconception that my life is over. And I will tell you from personal experience, my grandmother was in long-term care for over 5 years. She had a great quality of life right up to the very end. She was involved. She had Friday night social. She was very active. She just needed a little bit of help to get through the day, mm-hmm. right? She was just to that point where she needed some help. She couldn't do everything on her own. And that's really what we talk about in an extended healthcare situation. So I think that's something that we just really want to, keep in mind that my life is not over. And the other thing, the statistic that just amazes me, a third of the people receiving long-term care services in this country are under age 65.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of those people just call them disabled, right? Mm-hmm. Disabled, you know. So you might get that person that you need help getting them up in the morning, transferring them, getting them into their wheelchair or whatever, and you think, oh, he just had some bad luck. He got injured at work. But again, that's like a long-term care scenario. That's somebody that has to have some assistance to get through the day. So we're going to, you know, keep that in mind, that what we're talking about here is putting a plan in place that will help us, you know, mitigate the consequences and the risk of a long-term care situation, because we don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know when our house is going to catch on fire or if it's going to catch on fire. But what the statistics tell us, that the odds are stacked against us for long-term care. 7 out of 10 of us are going to end up in a long-term care situation. My belief is all of us will be affected at some point when someone we care about ends up there.
Oh, yeah. And we just need to change the way of thinking out there on protecting ourselves against a long-term care situation, whereas we've protected ourselves so well in other mm-hmm. ways on things that are much smaller risk.
Yeah, auto insurance, health insurance, the homeowner's insurance, absolutely. And I think that what we have to get across out there is what we're so excited about teaching these classes is we have so many new programs out there that, you know, we'll pay you back if you don't use them. And so what we're doing is we're repositioning a part of your nest egg, and we're getting all these guarantees and this leverage. And if you don't use it, that money comes back to your family or comes back to you. And that's what's powerful about these programs, because what we're doing is we're pooling tens of thousands of people in this country together, and we're putting their money in a bucket, and we're letting that insurance company use that money and invest that money. And now they have those resources to pay those claims. And guess what? If you don't use it, you get lucky. You live a nice long life. That money is not wasted. It goes back to your estate tax-free. That's what these new plans do. So we'll spend some more time talking about that here in a second. We're going to head into our first break. And when we come back, let's carry on the conversation with problems with self-insuring. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley. I can't wait for Retirement Roundtable October 5th at the Meydenbauer Center. Rick Gregorick, it's the retirement planning event of the year.
Once again, this year, we have an incredible lineup of local speakers to educate us on new taxes, laws, and regulations you simply must know.
We've got all your local experts on estate and elder law, financial planning, long-term insurance, we'll talk health care, and senior housing, and much, much more.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain the science of investing. Steve Elliott will cover managing trust and fiduciary services. Brian Ott will teach you about new long-term care planning options. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
And yours truly, I'm going to be emceeing it. So come get all the facts and learn about all your new options at Retirement Roundtable October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year, so get your tickets now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. I'll see you there. YourPartnerInLaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart. You know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure. Just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors. And I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living, and she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I say, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio@525advisors.com.
And thank you for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. This Saturday morning, we are live in the studio. I'm Brian Ott. Alongside me is our case manager, Madeline Lutch.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll tell you, I'm looking at my yard last night, and I still haven't been able to get that, you know, lawn mowed. It's like still growing, and it's like wet, and I'm just thinking this time of the year, and looking at the weather forecast, I'm thinking, wow, where's that 2 weeks of dry weather coming?
Yeah, we got to have a little bit of
snuck up on us, and we're right back in. Kids are in school. It's fall, and you know, you've heard some of the ads. We've got a class this morning, which is our last class for September. That's a 9 o'clock kickoff over in Bellevue, so we'll be heading right back over there after the show. But we'll have some new shows up this afternoon or some new classes for October as well, too.
Yeah, get
and,
those up.
One thing that's really exciting we're going to be a part of this year is the Retirement Roundtable. That's going to be Saturday, October 5th. That's kind of a half-day event, like 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Rick Gregorick from Your Partner in Law, he's right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday at 9 o'clock. He puts this on. And this is really bringing a bunch of speakers together. We're going to talk about, you know, legal aspects, what you need to do for retirement from, you know, a planning point, estate planning. We're going to have some guest speakers there from finance. I'm going to be there talking about long-term care options and some of these new programs. So that information is on our website as well, too, at 525longtermcare.com. It's just right there on the homepage under upcoming events. You can click on that and register. There is a small fee for the Retirement Roundtable, but you're going to get the parkings included. You're going to get lunch. And John Curley is going to emcee the event, which if you haven't seen him speak live, he's a lot of fun. So
very energetic.
Yeah, sign up for that and come and join us on October 5th. That's just a couple Saturdays from now. Let's talk a little bit today about the problems with self-insuring, because ultimately that is your default plan, and that's what you have to understand. The government does not pay for long-term care. There is still a lot of misinformation out there. In fact, they did a survey, and it was like 70% of adults surveyed believed that Obamacare was going to pay for long-term care services. And you're starting
That's
to see the in the news now, right? Washington State passed the first long-term care bill. Well, folks, I will tell you that it is going to be a false sense of hope for a lot of people because it is just a minimal amount of coverage. It is triggered different ways. And so, but what that tells me is that we realize there's a problem as a nation coming on. And so they're trying to figure out how do we mitigate this, you know, the baby boomers that are aging, and a lot of them just aren't prepared. They haven't made a plan. And so now all of a sudden, their cost of living doubles or triples because they end up in a long-term care situation. They burn through all their assets. And then guess what? Now we are in this event, this situation where Medicaid has to step in. You're already broke at that point, and you become a ward of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And that the states just are not prepared for this. And
no,
so
they're already broke.
They're already broke. And so that's why this Long-Term Care Act that we have in Washington State, first off, you got to pay into it for 10 years. It's going to be a minimal benefit of $100 for a year. And it's going to trigger differently, right? It's going to, they're going to require three activities of daily living, where normal long-term care plan is going to trigger off of two. So again, what we're looking at here is we're saying we know this problem is out there. We are looking down the barrel of a gun, so to speak, right now, and it's going to be very expensive. And I'm telling you, for those of you that have worked hard and saved up and have a nest egg, you are the ones at risk. You need to protect those assets because the government's already looking at things with the SECURE Act right now about if I have a retirement account, I have my IRA, I can leave it to my wife when I pass away. But when she passes away and she leaves it to a child, that child is going to be forced to take that money out in 10 years now. They're not going to be able to take withdrawals out over their lifetime. And so think about that. You've got a child that's making $100,000 a year. They're successful. They just inherit $1 million. They are going to have to pull out another $100,000 and pay tax. That's going to push their tax rate from $100,000 a year up to $200,000 a year of income. They're going to pay tax on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a signal that the government is looking for ways to get some of this money back into the system that is sitting there in these retirement accounts. And one of their biggest reasons for doing this is because of the threat of long-term care, that states just aren't prepared to handle this. Medicaid's not going to be able to handle it. And so that means we're going to get less services are available. And you went through this with your mom, you know, a decade ago.
And it was bad then.
It was bad then. And so now we're sitting there saying, gosh, be prepared, right? So the idea of having a long-term care plan is having a dedicated source of money. And the government has given us a lot of benefits. Number one, making that money that comes to us out of this long-term care insurance tax-free. So if I'm pulling out $6,000 or $8,000 a month out of my long-term care insurance plan to pay for care, that is not counted as income. If I'm pulling that $6,000 or $8,000 out of my retirement account, it's counted as income. I got to pay taxes on that. It pushes up my adjusted gross income. And guess what? It pushes up my cost of Medicare. So one of the biggest problems that I think people aren't aware of on a long-term care situation, trying to self-fund, is we don't know the magnitude, right? So go back to the analogy of the house fire. Your house is going to catch on fire. Is it going to be $5,000 of damage, just a quick stove fire, and maybe, you know, replace the stove and in the cupboard over the top of that? Or is the whole thing going to burn down, right? Same with long-term care events. About a third of the people go into a long-term care event and die in the first year. Now, the average claim from an insurance point of view is 4 years. So if you take out the people that die in a year and the average is still 4 years, really what we're saying is if you make it a year, you're probably going to make it 5 or 6 years in a long-term care situation, which is statistically right where my grandmother was.
Well, especially with the medical advances these days.
That's right.
There are many times my mom would have not made it.
We're living longer. Things that killed us 20 years ago, we're living right through. Strokes, cognitive diseases on the rise. We're seeing more and more cases of that. So the real issue is that, yes, we don't know the magnitude of a situation, so it's hard to self-insure on something like that, right?
How much money do we set aside?
Do I set aside 6 months? Do I go on averages? What if I'm not average? I hate averages because who is average? You know, the average male in this country is 5'9". I'm 6'1". That's not average, right? Average weight, I don't know what that is, but I'm not the average weight. So you just have to really think about that. The magnitude is something that we just don't understand. How long is this situation going to last, and what level of care am I going to need? Mm-hmm. Is it having someone like a home care service come in for 2 hours a day, 2 days a week? That's pretty easy squeezy. That's not too bad. Or is it 24/7 in a skilled nursing facility because I've got an autoimmune disease and I've got to be hooked up to a respirator? So we don't know what that's going to be. So that's the big difference, right? That's the magnitude is what we have to understand that we don't understand. Number two, the problem with self-insuring is financial. People need to understand that the assets that you have do not pay for long-term care. We've got to convert those assets to income. And when we do that, we pay taxes. And what I mean by that is if I'm selling a stock, I'm paying a capital gains tax. If I'm selling real estate, I'm paying a capital gains tax. If I'm using retirement accounts, I'm paying income tax on that money when I convert it to income. So the taxes alone for somebody that all of a sudden needs an extra, you know, $10,000 net of fees per month to pay for a long-term care situation, how much are they really spending on that? $15,000?
Yeah.
To get that net out, that $10,000. And also, you know, financial issues. What about market? You have these assets. So you say, well, I've got, you know, we've got clients. We have several clients that have a lot of real estate. And real estate on paper might be worth several million dollars. But now I need to convert that real estate into income because now I've aged into an extended healthcare situation. My health is compromised. I'm going to start selling off some of my rental property. How do I do it, right?
How's the market?
What's the market timing? What's that property really worth? And then look at the hidden fees, the expenses, the commissions, the things that you've got to pay. So again, we're trying to convert assets to income to pay for long-term care versus if I have a long-term care plan, I have a dedicated source of money. I flip the switch. That money comes to me tax-free. The third thing I think that people often overlook with self-insuring is the lack of professionals. The care coordination, the case managers, how do you find the right place? If I have to move to a facility, how do I know this facility is a good one? Do I just look on Google? Do I call one of these care placement agencies? A lot of those are just basically marketing agencies where mm-hmm. they charge those homes money to market, to basically refer out. So again, you're leaving that up to your children versus if I have that long-term care insurance plan, that comes with those professionals, the care coordinators, the case managers, the claim specialists, the people that have been there. They understand it. They have the skills, the experience, the talent, the training, and the willingness to help you and your family in that time of need.
Yeah, they're advocates. I mean, they're just experts at
it. That to me is the I think one of the best parts about long-term care insurance because it doesn't matter if I'm getting $1,000 a month or I'm getting $6,000 a month. I get those professionals. The next thing to keep in mind is, you know, people often overlook becoming a burden on my family. I don't care if I've got $10 million. If I end up in a long-term care situation, I don't have a long-term care plan set up. I may have assets. I may have income, but somebody's got to step up and manage it. Someone's got to play that role of making sure that my level of care is meeting what my doctor's plan of care is.
And coordinate everything.
Coordinating the care, doing all that stuff. But as a general rule, most people that don't have a plan, they're trying to preserve their assets so their family's stepping up. And then the family's going to go through the physical and the emotional consequences. They're going to physically wear themselves out. Emotionally, they're going to get worn out, you know, the stress, the anxiety. But also the vast majority of caretakers suffer financially. Missed work, for instance. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things for women and caregivers. They miss work. They give up vacation days to take
care
of loved ones.
They retire early.
Absolutely. And I think the one that concerns me the most is if you do not have a long-term care plan, the chances of you losing control of your care options is just increased. It's just magnified. Mm-hmm. Because now all of a sudden, I may have this bucket of money. I burn through that. But ultimately, once I burn through that money, if I don't have any other resources, I'm going to lose control. Because once I become a ward of the state on Medicaid, they are going to dictate where I'm receiving my care, who my roommate's going to be, and what I'm eating for lunch. That's just the way it goes. Medicaid does not come into your home and provide that custodial 24/7 care service that you need for long-term care. They just don't do that. And I know there's a lot of people to make that sound like attorneys that make it sound like that's possible. I'm telling you, it's not. And you went through this.
No, they can't do that. I mean, Medicaid just doesn't have the resources to come out to every individual's home and take care of them. They have to get you into a nursing home so that they know you're safe.
They don't have the resources, and that's just not the way they are set up. They're set up as a last resort and you're broke. And so the idea, too, is like what you were saying before, earlier you've pointed this out. If I've got a lot of assets and you say, well, I've got $10 million, I don't need to worry about long-term care plan. Well, that means you've got a lot of eyes on that $10 million.
Exactly.
And so now if you're in a cognitive situation, who's making the decisions for you? Who is really sitting there saying, well, let's just put her in this place because, you know, mom doesn't know where she's at anyway, and this place is only $5,000 a month and we can save the rest, you know, protect their assets.
Preserve the state, yeah.
Versus if I have a long-term care plan that says, hey, I've got $10,000 a month to spend and I've got a case manager, I've got a care coordinator, and that care coordinator is going to come in and look at it and say, look, for a cognitive situation, these are the type of facilities we want to look at. These are the really the good ones. This is the top rated in your area, you know, blah, 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 blah. It gives you permission to get that care and get the level of care that you deserve. And a lot of people don't believe that their family would do anything but the best, but, you know, sometimes they do. So, we're going to head into our next break, and when we come back, we've got a client of the week, and I want you to stick around for this. We're going to explain what we did for him. We'll be back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525-longtermcare.com. 525-longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. You can learn all about these new plans at one of Brian's upcoming classes in October. Brian will also be speaking at Retirement Roundtable, October 5th at the Meydenbauer Center. There's a great event. Several local experts will educate you on all aspects of planning for a successful retirement. Get your tickets now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
I'm Curly. I can't wait for Retirement Roundtable October 5th at the Meydenbauer Center. Rick Gregrick, it's the retirement planning event of the year.
Once again this year, we have an incredible lineup of local speakers to educate us on new taxes, laws, and regulations you simply must know.
We've got all your local experts on estate and elder law, financial planning, long-term insurance, we'll talk health care, and senior housing. Housing and much, much more.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain the science of investing. Steve Elliott will cover managing trust and fiduciary services. Brian Ott will teach you about new long-term care planning options. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
And yours truly, I'm going to be emceeing it. So come get all the facts and learn about all your new options at Retirement Roundtable October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year, so get your tickets now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. I'll see you there. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And you just heard the ad there for a Retirement Roundtable again. That's just 2 weeks from today, October the 5th, and I will be there speaking, talking about some of these new programs for long-term care. So that's always, that's just a fun event. That's really exciting, and it's just laid back and relax. So jump on our website at 525longtermcare.com. You can click on the link there. It's just right on the homepage and sign up and get your tickets today. I think there's still some early bird tickets out there available right now. So
I believe so, but got to go quick on those early
bird ones. Yeah, it always sells out pretty fast, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So Long-Term Care Radio, every week what we do is we come in and we talk a little bit about, you know, some subject matter in regards to long-term care planning. And then we have a client of the week, and this is actually my favorite part of the show. I do it at the bottom of the hour. And a client of the week is just where we sat down with somebody, designed a plan, and we bring in that plan and talk about it and show you what we did and what the concerns were. So we're talking today about the problems with self-insuring. And they're numerous. And everybody tries to make it about financial. I have enough money or I don't. And I am telling you that there is so much more to it. When my house burned down, they did not show up with a sack full of money. Yeah. They showed up with a team of professionals, a guy with a clipboard. They found us a place to live. They paid for that. We went off with our lives, and guess what they did? They got the house torn down. They got a contractor. They got the permits. They rebuilt the house. They got it built up to code. You know, what they did for us, they said, hey, come down and pick the color of carpet you want in your bedrooms and the paint. You know, and that was the extent of what we had to do. They rebuilt our house and guided our family through that process. And that's the same thing in a long-term care situation. For those of you that are helping someone with it, you know it's phone call after phone call after phone call, right?
Because it's frustrating, yeah.
It can be very hard. And so that's what I learned the hard way, is just watching my mom go through this with her mom. Is once my grandmother turned on her long-term care insurance, now my mom had a team of professionals that knew what the situation was, knew what the doctors were saying, knew what they meant by that plan of care, knew how to get the level of care that my grandmother needed. And that's part of the great thing about having a plan. You have a plan. You have a team of professionals. And it's just like when you wreck your car. They don't just give you a bunch of money and say, go out and get it fixed. It's like, you know what? They send you to a body shop. Someone comes out and they say, we'll take care of it. So our clients this week, Gary and Jennifer, I mean, I just want you to think, why not? Why wouldn't you do this plan? Listen to what they got out of this. Gary is 67. Jennifer is 65. They planned on self-insuring. You know, their financial advisor told them, hey, you're fine. You got enough money. They look good on paper. You know, they really did. I'm not going to argue with that. But here's the deal. You know, in the back of their mind, they're sitting there saying, if we end up in an extended healthcare situation, one of us or both of us, how long is it going to be? It goes back to that beginning statement, magnitude. Mm-hmm. We don't know what the magnitude of the situation is going to be. So how much damage is this going to do to our estate? They had an estate plan. They had an idea of where they wanted their money to go. But they're saying, well, the thing that's going to unravel that is, what if I end up in a long-term care situation for 12 years or 8 years or 4 years? You know, They just didn't know. So they came in and we looked at it and we started talking to them. And I said, you know, tell me about this. You're going to self-insure. Your financial advisor says you've got enough money. You want to self-insure. So what's the very first bucket of money that you're going to go after? What are you going to pull out and do? And Gary looked at this and they discussed and said, well, we've got some money in CDs. You know, we got some conservative money and it's just sitting here in CDs. We would probably use that. I'm like, do you have any use for that money right now? And he goes, no, that's really just kind of our nest egg that we would set aside for that. So I said, well, how much money are you setting aside for long-term care? And this is where he got a little antsy, because he said, I don't know. I said, how much are you going to need? He's like, I don't know. And So what a push came to shove, we came back to, is he's like, you know what? He had about $250,000 earmarked for long-term care insurance. He had $250,000. He says, well, I hope this is enough. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to hope. I said, you can put some guarantees on that for that money. So that's what we did. We took a single deposit of $250,000 and deposited it with the insurance company. Now, here's what Gary's going to get out of this. Gary and Jennifer both are going to get $7,803 per month of long-term care. The reason why this is an odd number is because he came in with a finite amount of money to buy his plan. He said, I'll deposit $250. I'm comfortable putting $250 into my plan. So I said, fine. So we did that. That's $93,000 per person per year, and it's an unlimited lifetime benefit of long-term care. So think about this. They end up in a long-term care situation now. One of them goes into long-term care. They are going to basically get that $250,000 that he's got set aside. That's going to come back to him tax-free in, you know, a little over about 2.5 years, basically.
Yeah.
But now that's it. That was the stopgap. That was the limit on the damage to their estate, because now they're going to continue to get that $96,000 a year for the rest of their life. And both of them get that benefit. So what happens if they both end up in a long-term care situation? Well, now we're pulling out, you know, basically close to $200,000 a year tax-free out of this plan.
For an unlimited amount of time.
For an unlimited amount of time. Now think about this. They put $250 in. What happens if they never use it? This is the number one concern people have, right? Because it's like, I don't want to pay for something I'm not going to use, right? Like my health club membership that we all pay for, you know? It's like, I don't want to pay for something I don't want to use. But he puts $250,000 in. What happens if he doesn't use it? $260,000 is returned to the estate tax-free. That's the way the Pension Protection Act allowed us to link long-term care insurance with another benefit. In this situation, that return of premium is going to be structured as a second-to-die death benefit. So if Gary and Jennifer live a nice long life and they both pass away in their sleep and there is no long-term care need, that $260,000 goes back tax-free. Now, when you see that return of premium, that means $260,000 minus any long-term care. So if one of them goes on claim for, say, you know, they're one of those 33% that die within the first year on long-term care. So they only use $50,000 long-term care. That's it. Well, guess what? They take that $260,000 minus the $50,000 they paid out. The $210,000 goes back to the estate. So what I'm talking about here is just really think about this. Why wouldn't you do this? If I've got $250,000 setting in CDs that are sitting there inching along at 1% or 2%, I'm paying tax on that interest, by the way, too. So I'm even getting less. Now, all of a sudden, that's a finite bucket of money that I can use for long-term care. If I put that into a long-term care plan, and now all of a sudden, I can pull out $100,000 a year for an unlimited amount of time. And oh, by the way, my spouse can pull out $100,000 a year for an unlimited amount of time.
And you don't have to touch the rest of your estate.
That's exactly right. And I'm telling you, it's you're taking this money out of one pocket, you're putting a bunch of features on it and benefits, and you're sticking it back in the other pocket. And that's what I tell people in my class. We're taking a coffee can, we're putting $250,000 in it. If I never touch it, my kids are going to go out and dig it up. It's going to be worth $260,000. However, if I need long-term care, I can go out there and pull $100,000 a year out of that can for as long as I need it. And oh, by the way, my wife, my spouse can pull out $100,000 a year for the rest of their life. And there's a lot of other benefits that come with this plan as well, too. So like caregiver training is going to be $15,600. Home improvement, medical equipment's another $15,000 they can pull out of this plan. So that means if they need to make some adjustments to their house to stay in their home, get a wheelchair ramp, get a stair lift.
Grab handles.
Well, yeah, grab handles, whatever it is. They can pull $15,000 out of this plan. They're still getting their $7,800 a month. And it's just an unlimited lifetime benefit. So go back to the house catching on fire. I am not insuring for the average claim anymore. I've got insurance for the whole thing to burn down. And oh, by the way, if the wind picks up and burns my neighbor's house down and I'm responsible for that, I've got unlimited benefits. I can pay for that too. And that's really what this does. It gives two people an unlimited lifetime benefit.
I always think of it too as like a pie chart. Like you have your whole estate here, and then you have this tiny little slice, and that slice is your long-term care plan, but it's protecting the rest of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the pie now you can use for your retirement goals, you know, for your state real estate plan, for your trips with your grandkids.
That's exactly right. It gives you more mad money because you know that your biggest risk is covered. And here's the great thing about this. If you look at this, there's a lot of ancillary benefits. You have the money. We know that. You got the $100,000 a year coming in for long-term care per person for life. That's great. But alongside that, you also get the claim service, right? You get that mm-hmm. concierge service. You get the professionals that are going to be with you and your family through the entire process, through the entire length of your claim. And that, to me, is just wonderful because what it does is it relieves your family and your children from having to sit there and make decisions on stuff they're not experts at.
Yeah.
You know,
or like turn to Google.
That's right.
That's
and they're still going to be involved, right? They can still manage your care, but they don't have to make those decisions because they've got somebody that understands the difference between a cognitive impairment and a physical impairment, and they understand what the billing is. You know, when you look at like all of a sudden, like my grandmother, she was in assisted living and she had several trips to the hospital, you know, where they took her down to the hospital a couple times in the ambulance. She had some surgeries and then they bring her back. Well, now we got Medicare that says we're responsible for this, but we're not responsible for that. Well, now we got a claim specialist that says, hey, by the way, Medicare's got to be the first payer, so they're responsible for paying this. Your long-term care will pay this.
Yeah.
And they handle that for you as opposed to you sitting there trying to pick through the paperwork and write checks for deductibles and do all that stuff. So there's just a lot of benefits that come with these long-term care plans and those ancillary benefits. The other thing that I love about it gives you permission to get the help you need when you need it, meaning I don't have to sit there and guess on which assets to convert. Right. So if Gary has a stroke and all of a sudden Jennifer is just faced with it right now, now we got to get him in rehab. We got to do all this work. What's the first asset she's going to use to pay for that care? She doesn't have to worry about that. She doesn't have to try to figure out what the tax consequences are because she has a tax-free stream of income coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And these are just wonderful plans. Again, $250,000 in. If they don't use it, their estate gets $260,000 back, or they get the $260,000 back minus any long-term care benefits paid. But Gary can be on claim for 5 years, and Jennifer can come in, and she can be on claim for 8 years. She'll still get her $96,000 a year tax-free for long-term care. And folks, when you wrap your mind around the way these new plans work, it's just wonderful. We would insure everything in our life this way. The problem is the vast majority of people out there do not have assets to reposition. Half of Americans don't have $5,000 heading into retirement. They're going to be stuck on Social Security. But if you have a built up a nice nest egg, you have some savings, you have some real estate, you have an estate, these plans protect all of it and they pay you back if you don't use it. And I'm telling you what, it is just a wonderful, wonderful sense of relief having one of these plans in your portfolio as opposed to guessing whether or not that $250,000 is really enough to pay for my long-term care costs.
Because now you have guarantees.
That's right.
There's
you
just no
you get a guarantee that you can't get without it. So we're going to head into our final break here. And when we come back, I've got a question of the week from Angela over in Woodinville. So stick around. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high costs of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
We've all heard the term buy low and sell high, and markets have recently hit another all-time high. And that begs the question, is this the top? Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Is this the top? No one knows. The truth is, we no longer need to know. By using our risk-managed stock portfolios and Bulwark's bond replacement strategy, we can lower your fees, increase your upside, and drastically reduce your risk exposure. This is now the longest bull market in U.S. financial history, and stock valuations have never been higher. So why risk it? Call now to get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss, but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK, or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor. One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. You can learn all about these new plans at one of Brian's upcoming classes in October. Brian will also be speaking at Retirement Roundtable, October 5th at the Meydenbauer Center. There's a great event. Several local experts will educate you on all aspects of planning for a successful retirement. Get your tickets now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, Certified Long-Term Care Planning Specialist with 525 Advisors.
You know, I really appreciate everybody that's tuned in. We get a lot of great support, a lot of feedback for coming in and doing this show. on our website, you're going to find out all the information about our upcoming classes. It's right on our homepage. But one of my favorite things is down in the bottom right, the top rated local.
Oh, yeah.
That's a service that we use that verifies, reaches out to our clients, and then gives them the option to review us. And you know, it's an independent service. And so they'll reach out to them and get the reviews and just go through there. Just click on those and read through them. And again, you're going to learn a little bit about our process. Our idea is not to pressure you or sell you anything. It's to just kind of guide you and walk you through this and have the discussion and educate you. And, you know, one of my arguments is to stay, you know, that we stay on top of the changes and the programs that are out there. I don't know everything. I'm not going to tell you that, but I probably know more than most.
Mm-hmm.
And so our idea is to really just bring education in, because there's not a perfect solution. There's not a perfect answer. It's got to be what's important to you. And nobody has to have a long-term care plan. Nobody has to have that. It's a free country. I'm a firm believer in that. You can take all the risk you want. But a lot of our listeners I know out there are somewhat conservative. They're conservative investors. And the biggest risk they face is this extended healthcare situation. And it's just not from a financial point of view. It's from the physical and the emotional consequences that are going to be handed off to your family members when they're trying to deal with this situation. So what we really do is we try to bring awareness that there's a lot more than just money to it, right? Mm-hmm. You need to get your estate plan put in place. That's why we participate like in the retirement roundtable that's coming up on the 5th. Rick Gregorick will be there. It is so key. It is so key to understand, yeah, you know, what a medical directive is and how the difference between a will and a trust. And, you know, do I leave assets to my estate? How do I keep them out of probate? And, oh, by the way, if I end up in an extended healthcare situation, where's my funding source for that? What am I going to use? And for a lot of people, what they need to understand is that we don't get long-term care insurance when we need it. You have to qualify ahead of time. And a lot of people will not qualify. Their health is already mm-hmm. compromised to a point. Maybe they have an autoimmune disease or they were diagnosed with something that makes them ineligible. Well, now that's a different story. That doesn't mean you don't need a long-term care plan. It just means that you're going to be self-funding and you've got to make some tough decisions on how to protect your estate. So that's why we team up with like Rick Gregorick at the retirement roundtables. Come educate yourself, learn about these kind of things, start having that discussion with your family. We get calls all the time, you know, like mom and dad are aging. I think they have money, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
Because a lot of that older generation, they don't want to share that information with their kids.
It's not a conversation that you
but
have.
But you might want to start probing your parents. You know, if you have aging parents saying, hey, you know, let's say that something does happen, mom or dad, what would we do? What would you want us to do? Let's say you're incapacitated from an accident or an illness. How would we pay for that? What would you want us to do? And maybe they come up with a surprise and it's like, oh, well, we have one of these. You know,
and
that's
what
Genevieve
did.
Yeah, we have long-term care insurance. But if not, or if they're still healthy, you know, we've got a client this last week. She's 80 years old. She's in great shape. And mm-hmm. she just got a lifetime benefit plan put in place. And that's, you know, a lot of people don't believe that you can even do that.
Yeah.
So start having that discussion, because you can maybe go to your parents and surprise them and say, hey, by the way, did you know that, you know, well, I've got this CD over there. Well, if we reposition that CD, we can get 3 times the coverage, all tax free. And if you don't use it, that money is still your money. Maybe they don't even know that exists.
Exactly.
So start having those conversations, definitely, because that's just what it is. You just got to be open and start that process. And nobody likes to do it because, you know, the idea is like, holy cow, we're betting against ourselves by putting a long-term care plan in place. But really, it's the best thing you can do for yourself and for your family. One of the questions, you'll see on our website under the upcoming events, long-term care radio question of the week submission. If you submit a question there to us, we're going to pick through those and we'll pull one and bring it on the air and read it. And the question this week comes from Angela over in Woodinville. And I get this in a different format quite a bit, this type of question. And Angela just simply asked, she says, what are my limitations for receiving care if I have an insurance plan? And do I have to use the insurance company's providers?
I love this question.
Yeah.
Because this is like a lot of people think about insurance in general, just the way that health insurance has trained us with these networks and referrals and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Long-term care insurance is completely outside of that.
That's right. So what Angela really wants to know is, right, she's just what Madeline is saying, that she says, holy cow, I'm used to being told I have to do this, 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 or that. How does long-term care insurance work? Well, Angela, number one, what you're buying with long-term care insurance is a bucket of money. you get to use the providers of your choice, right? So if I'm going to have a home health care agency come in, I can use one of the national ones. I can use one of the local ones. It doesn't matter. That's up to you. What the insurance companies will do, what they're going to have is some resources that maybe help you find one, but they don't tell you you have to use one or the other. If you're moving to an assisted living facility, again, the insurance company doesn't come and say, you can only have a one bedroom because you're the only one on claim. You can get a two bedroom. Mm-hmm. And your long-term care insurance will pay for that. What long-term care insurance does is it reimburses you up to your limit. So if I have $8,000 a month, like my client of the week did, like Gary and Jennifer, they can spend up to $8,000 a month on qualified long-term care services. So that's going to be home health care, assisted living. There's just a whole list of things that can be covered by that. And so really what a lot of people think of is if I'm at home, I have a healthcare agency coming in, they're going to provide that work. They know what's qualified long-term care. It's help with bathing and dressing and eating and light housework, you know, laundry and meal preparation, all those kind of things. That's all covered. Now, they're not going to come in and say, oh, well, since there's only one of you on there, you can only spend half your monthly benefit. No, you get to spend all of it. So you're buying the amount of protection you want. And if you move to a facility like my grandmother did, she got to a point where it made more sense for her to move into a facility. Guess what? You can go choose whatever facility you want, $3,000 a month, $20,000 a month. Yeah. If you have the resources to pay for that and your long-term care insurance is part of that resource, you get to choose that. It's not like they say you have to stay at a Motel 6 because that's one of our providers. No, I'm just like, I'm staying at the Ritz-Carlton. So that's such a great question. I think people need to understand the power of long-term care insurance. It is a bucket of cash that allows you to spend that money. And think about our client of the week. They have an unlimited bucket of money. That means they can reach in and each one of them can pull out $7,800 every single month to pay for the care. So if their care provider charges $35 an hour and some other company charges $26 an hour, you like the $35 an hour care provider, you're going to hire them.
And you can keep them on.
You're in control of that. And so that is such a powerful question because you've got to really think the way we are trained with insurance is that insurance companies are always trying to limit what we can pay back. Right? You see all the ads for automobiles and cars. You know, we guarantee original replacement parts because some companies will say their insurance policy, we're not going to pay for original replacement parts. Long-term care doesn't work that way. They say, guess what? Congratulations. Your plan pays $8,000 a month. You can go out and spend it. We're here to help you find resources that you want. And if this company charges $75 an hour and the going rate's $25 an hour and you want to pay $75 for that person, you can pay them $75. Mm-hmm. They don't limit that. So great question. And if you have a question of the week for us, certainly let us know. Just go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on the homepage. While you're there, sign up for an upcoming event. We're going to have a couple events for October coming up. We'll get those on the calendar here pretty soon. Our last event for September is this morning at 9 o'clock over in Bellevue. And also, if you missed these shows, we have our podcast on our website so you can listen at your own convenience. You can get the Cairo Radio app. That's the way I do it. I have it on my phone and you can listen to all the different shows. And again, spend some time reading a little bit through our website. Find out about some of these programs. If you can't make it to a class, all of our information is on our website. It's laid out. Just click the Start Here button. And again, read some of those reviews. Those are clients that we've helped, and they just tell a really great story. You know, they're relieved, they're protected, and you can have that same feeling as well, too. So thanks for tuning into Long-Term Care Radio. Again, sign up for one of our upcoming classes at 525longtermcare.com. Retirement Roundtable is next, coming October 5th. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.